a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
In prayer this afternoon is Pastor John Fetty of the Fort Pierre Ministerial Association. Following today's prayer, we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by the page of the day, Christina Rash of Garrettson.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for the gifts of wisdom that you've given us in the past. But we ask today for wisdom and ability to do the affairs of the state of South Dakota here. Father, we thank you for your protective hand upon those who are in the military, our men and women. We ask that you would keep them safe. We ask that you be with the family of Lieutenant Wormers as they have lost their loved one. And we'll be thankful for the things you give us. For this I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Abdallah, Adelstein, Ahlers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson, Tom, Hanson, Gary, Heaverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Honhoff, Jurstead, Klocek, Knudsen, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Teason, Turback, Berry, Valley. There's a quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 15th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Is there a second? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Appropriations respectfully reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 122 and recommends said bill do pass, and Senate Bill 27, which was amended and recommends said bill do pass, and Senate Bill 144, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Gene M. Hunhoff, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Education respectfully reports has had under consideration the nominations of Kay Jorgensen, Rick Noby, Larry Miller, Mark Schlanta, and Glenda Woodburn, and recommends the state consent to the confirmation of said reappointments, and Senate Bill 159 and 164, which were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Cooper Garnos, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bills 39 and 40 and finds the same correctly enrolled. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Members of the Senate, the following bills have passed both houses of the legislature, and I'm signing them in your presence. House Bill 1030, an act to revise certain provisions regarding references to the Internal Revenue Code. Senate Bill 39, an act to provide for the continuation of the minimum monthly fee charged for care at the Human Services Center. And Senate Bill 40, an act to provide for the suspension of certain licenses and registrations relating to dentistry for failure to renew the license or registration. Members of the Senate, Senator Tom Hanson asked the Senate welcome to the Senate gallery, the Miller Chamber of Commerce, referred to as On Hand. Please, everyone from Miller, stand to be recognized. There they are at the back. Welcome. Senator Nesselhoff.
Personal privilege, please.
Yes, that's granted.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I would like to introduce two very important people in my life, my parents, my father, Ed, who's retired, and my mother, Diane, who still has to work to subsidize his laziness.
Thank you, Senator. Welcome.
Mr. President.
Senator Peterson.
Personal privilege, please.
Yes, sir, that's granted.
Well, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I take great pride in introducing to you today two very important people in my life, too, because they're the reason that I can be out here, because they take care of the farm. And that's my son, Heath, and his wife, Danielle, that are with my wife, Jane, up here.
Heath, welcome.
I think you meant his wife.
Senator Bradford.
Well, like everybody, I have somebody very important in my life. She's the lady that took over my job, and with that student, she's now teaching at Wolf Creek School, I'm proud to be ex-teacher there. Miss Sandra Lone Elk and her assistant, Robert Firethunder, and the students from Wolf Creek School. I'm very proud of you.
Welcome. Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to return here with SCR 1, in which the House has concurred. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to return here with Senate Bills 39 and 40, which have passed the House without change. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit here with HCR 1007, which has been adopted by the House, and your concurrence is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith HB 1027, 1048, 1052, 1056, 1058, 1073, 1076, 1077, 1101, 1108, 1109, and 1118, which have passed the House, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Karen Gerdes, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions.
Senator Roden moves that the Senate page resolution number 2 be adopted.
Is there a second?
Second.
Remarks on that motion, and while those remarks are being made, will all the pages present themselves in front of the front desk, please? Remarks on that motion, Senator Roden?
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, well, it hardly seems possible, but another 2 weeks have gone by, and we've had another term of pages that have served us well. And it's my privilege to stand here and on behalf of the South Dakota Senate, thank you for your service. I think that it's safe to say that we wouldn't function nearly as well as we do if it weren't for the service and dedication of these young people. And I also, as I look at you and consider the sacrifice you've made and your willingness to come and serve, I think that we're getting a glimpse at a number of the future leaders of this state. And I believe we're in good hands. And so, again, my privilege on behalf of the South Dakota Senate to thank you for your service.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Senator Gerstead.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I, too, want to have a few words for the pages up here. Obviously, you represent some of the best and brightest of your school because you chose to spend 2 weeks of your time up here with us. And I think one of the great benefits of being a senator up here is being able to spend time with our young people, students from our high schools. And, of course, in addition, all that time that you spent collating and sessioning and paging and doing all the work that you did for our benefit, errands, all those good things. But I think it's just great to have you around, to have you in committee, to chit-chat with here and there. And I especially am thankful for the two pages that I was able to sponsor from Sioux Falls Roosevelt High School, Jada and Stephanie. And I just appreciate your time. I want to wish all of you the very best in your future. Please go on to college, graduate, and go on after that, and come back to South Dakota.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Seeing none, the question before the Senate is Senate page resolution 2, a resolution expressing the appreciation and gratitude of the Senate of the 85th Legislature of the State of South Dakota to Stephanie Benton, Ashley Kramers, Caitlin Uberg, Richmond Fixdall, Haley Henriches, Sarah Jorgensen, Cassandra Pease, Rebecca Pease, Christina Rash, and Jada Ratzlaff. Whereas the above-named loyals served loyally as pages for the Senate of the 85th Legislative Session, and whereas the members of the 85th Senate expressed their most sincere appreciation to these young people for their service to the state, and whereas the members extend to these young people their wishes for every success in life. Question is Senate page resolution 2. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah.
Aye.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Ahlers.
Aye.
Bartling. Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Dempster. Frisley.
Aye.
Gant.
Aye.
Garnos.
Aye.
Gillespie.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hanson Tom.
Aye.
Hanson Gary.
Aye.
Haverly. Heideprim.
Aye.
Howie. Hunstead.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jurstead.
Aye.
Klocek.
Aye.
Knudsen.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Merchant.
Aye.
Miles.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nesselhoff.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Trebek Berry.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 31 ayes, 4 excused.
So the resolution has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect, and the motion is adopted. Congratulations. Continue now with motions and resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 1007, a concurrent resolution urging the Bureau of Indian Education and other federal and state agencies to provide for the design and implementation of appropriate measures of adequate yearly progress for Native American students under the No Child Left Behind Act.
House Concurrent Resolution 1007, referral is waived, and 1007 will be placed on the calendar of Tuesday, February 9th, the 17th legislative day. Consideration of reports of committees.
Senator Knudsen moves that the reports of the Standing Committees on Health and Human Services on Senate Bill 42 is found on page 219 of the Senate Journal. Also, Health and Human Services on Senate Bill 83 is found on page 220 of the Senate Journal. Also, State Affairs on Senate Bill 139 is found on page 221 of the Senate Journal. Be adopted.
Is there a second? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. Motion carried. First reading and referral of Senate bills and joint resolutions.
Senate Bill 196, an act to appropriate money for the ordinary expenses of the legislative, judicial, and executive departments of the state, the expenses of state institutions, interest on the public debt, and for common schools.
Senate Bill 196 is referred to the Committee on Appropriations. First reading of House bills and joint resolutions.
House Bill 1058, an act to restructure the South Dakota Weed and Pest Control Commission. House Bill 1101, an act to provide for restructuring the membership of the Corn Utilization Council. House Bill 1108, an act to revise the definition of general fund-based percentage in the calculation of state aid to education. House Bill 1027, an act to authorize the Board of Regents to construct a visitor center on the grounds of Macquarie Gardens on the campus of South Dakota State University to accept donations for such purpose, to make an appropriation therefore, and to declare an emergency. House Bill 1048, an act to revise certain provisions relating to a previous appropriation for National Guard Armory construction.
Those House bills, which the front desk just read, have passed the House of Representatives and are now being introduced in the Senate for their consideration. They'll be referred to committee. Those bills are referred to the following committees: to Agriculture and Natural Resources, House Bill 1058 and 1101, to the Committee on Appropriations, House Bills 1027, 1048, 1052, and 1056, to the Commerce Committee, House Bill 1118, to the Education Committee, House Bill 1108, and to the Judiciary Committee, House Bills 1073, 1076, 1077, and 1109. Without objection, we'll revert to Order of Business 8. Is there any objection? We'll so revert then.
Senator Knudsen moves that the remainder of the calendar of Thursday, February 4th, the 16th legislative day, be deferred to Tuesday, February 9th, the 17th legislative day.
Is there a second? The motion is Senator Knudsen's motion that the balance of the calendar be deferred until next Tuesday. Any remarks? Senator Bradford?
Mr. President, I was in hopes that you would at least take one bill, so I do something, and my students are anxious to see the man that represents them here do something. You know, and they have already received notice the weather's too bad not to go home, so they're stuck in Pierre. So I was in hopes maybe could we do one, Bill? No. Thank you.
Senator Garnos?
Mr. President, I have a question for Senator Bradford.
State your question.
Could you please explain, after you get done at the Capitol, what you do at night and the overtime you put in to your group of students? Thank you.
Further remarks germane to the motion? Hearing none, the question is Senator Knutson's motion to defer the rest of the calendar until Tuesday. Those in favor of deferral say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carried. Okay. Are there any announcements? Any announcements? Senator Gray?
President, ladies and gentlemen, Director Fry just gave me some weather reports. Apparently the conditions are worsening, especially south of here. I think it was Tom Bravlin that went south, and it's getting pretty icy. So you may check the internet, or if you want to check with me, I have some reports here before you take off. But drive safe. It's apparently getting bad out there.
Senator Abdallah, did you have something, sir?
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Judiciary, 7:45, Tuesday morning, 7:45. Thank you. Room 413.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Roden?
Thank you, Mr. President. There will be no Ag Committee meeting on Tuesday morning. Next Tuesday morning, there will be no Ag Committee.
Senator Hunhoff?
Mr. President, Joint Appropriations will meet Tuesday morning, briefing 7:30, activity with hearings with military vets and agriculture at 8:15. Thank you.
Any further announcements? Senator Garnos?
Tuesday morning, February 9th, Senate Education, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Education at 8 o'clock Tuesday. Further remarks or announcements, rather? Senator Olson?
Senate Commerce, Tuesday, 10 o'clock, room 423.
Thank you, Senator. Any further announcements? Seeing none, a motion to adjourn is in order.
Senator Hunhoff moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Is there a second? The motion is to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We're adjourned.
Again.